USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the biggest cost of living raise in four decades, as sky-high inflation is really hurting retired Americans. The Senior Citizen League, a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues relating to older Americans, estimated the adjustment could be as high as 8.9% based on March inflation data. The Biden administration on Monday suspended enforcement of its mask mandates for airports, planes, and other forms of travel after a judge in Florida said that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention overstepped its authority. Effective immediately, the TSA will not enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs. A passenger at St. Louis Lambert Airport tells Fox 11,
"Well, I just seen a pilot get off a flight with no mask."
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
We just got an announcement a few minutes ago. Some of you may have seen the press release today that a judge overturned the mask mandate. My company announced that at this moment, if you choose to, you may remove your mask.
A flight attendant announcement in Providence, Rhode Island before takeoff. The infrastructure law will use materials made in the USA.
The Biden administration will require infrastructure projects to be outfitted with U.S.-made materials. The Office of Management and Budget directing federal agencies to ensure that by mid-May, all projects funded by the infrastructure package are made with domestic iron and steel. That means all manufacturing processes will occur in the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing is going big this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
An unusual rise in liver damage cases in children has been seen in the United Kingdom, United States, and Europe, prompting attention from the World Health Organization. On April 5th, the WHO was informed of 10 cases of severe acute hepatitis in children under the age of 10 in Scotland. 3 days later, it had received reports of 74 cases across the United Kingdom. Similar cases have been reported in Alabama, Ireland, and Spain. The cause of the surge in cases is not known. Hepatitis viruses A, B, C, E, and D have been ruled out. As the war grinds on in Ukraine after Russian forces invaded, Robert Charles, former Assistant Secretary of State under Bush 41 and a naval intel officer, tells Fox News his perspective of the war this week.
Russia's trying to regroup in the east. The second is that their basic combat power, you know, their brigade strength and the morale is falling, is low already and falling. The third is that their command and control ship, the biggest, most important ship in the Black Sea, was sunk, the Moskva, by the Ukrainians. And the last two are that the Russian economy is starting to feel heat, and there's still a nuclear threat out there. I think the two big races that are underway right now are the speed of the regroup versus the speed of the resupply, and probably the speed of the economic sanctions bite versus the speed of Putin thinking that he can achieve his aims. It's a tough moment. This is a real change. I mean, Russia as a superpower could be nearing the end of their status.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.